Get Italian.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's order from that place that delivers.
Okay. We can do that.
Yeah.
I pulled it together.
Welcome back.
I'm barely holding on.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling all right. It would be better if you were nicer, but I'm feeling all right.
It would be better if you were Puerto Ricaner.
Yeah, maybe better. I'll get through it.
I hope so. You've got good drugs now.
I got intense drugs.
Yeah, you saw Dr. Dick, and he gave you...
I did. I saw Dr. Dick. If you guys know my special, The Doctor Story, I saw that doctor for the first time in a while, and I gave him the special. It was the first time that... And then I go, hey, you're on this for like 10 minutes. And he was like, what? And then I told him...
Well, we'll tell the story on the show. All Let's not blow our loads. We got a lot to cover.
It's true.
So, Jeans, this week you are in Momlando.
Yeah, also known as Orlando, Florida, at the Orlando Improv, October 2nd, October 3rd, October 4th, and October 5th. One show October 2nd, two shows October 3rd, two shows October 4th, one show October 5th.
You know what? That's interesting because I'm doing the same format. October 2nd, October 3rd, October 4th.
See, now you like it. October now you're having 5th. Fun with saying every date. You at enjoy
the,
it.
I'm at the Cincinnati Funny Bone in Newport, Kentucky.
Cool. Next week we go to Manfredisco, Cox Comedy Club, Cock and Balls Comedy Club, Cobb's Comedy Club. October 9th, one show only. It's a live podcast. There's no stand-up. It's for real mommies only. If you like podcasting, we do it live there. We always have a blast in San Francisco. Manfredisco.
Manfredisco. Blast!
And then, in 2 weeks, October 21st, October 22nd, October 23rd, October 24th, and October 25th, I'll be at Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis.
Oh.
That's one of my favorites in the world. You know
you
that.
You do love that club.
So, Minneapolis, I'm back. Please come and see me. I'm very excited. It really is my favorite. And then we go and we do a special jeans-only tour, Denim on Denim for the Winter Weather tour. We're going to... first Seattle on November 6th, the High Line, where we've been before. November 7th, Portland, Oregon at the Analog Cafe. And November 8th, Chicago at the Empty Bottle. And we've set up some special stuff for Chicago, so I hope you're excited. Chicago, Illinois.
DS is not silent.
And I have a mini tour coming up of stand-up, and I really hope you guys come and see me do it. It's a new hour, not completely normal hour, and I'm doing Houston, Dallas, New Orleans, and Oklahoma City, and it's November 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. All tickets at TomSegura.com. Please come support me. I love you.
Yeah, that's good.
Any other dates to plug?
November 20th through 23rd. That's November 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. 23rd.
I'm at the Toledo Funny Bone in Toledo, Ohio. Ohio.
I think there's a Fatfish Blue or something attached to that.
There is, Tom, and if it's something America loves, it's Cajun cuisine. Everybody loves spicy Cajun food with their comedy.
I'm with you, dog.
I would have to say on the spectrum of cuisines, up there with like Ethiopian. I'm trying to think of what else. I would say Cajun's up there with stuff I don't like.
I'm not into it.
Pakistani food, not so much.
No, you don't like it?
Lithuanian, not too keen on. And that's just judging from our old neighbor who used to cook Lithuanian food. And we would smell it through the
Pakistani
wall.
Pakistani food's like Indian food. Don't you like Indian food? It's similar.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they eat. I feel like it's mushy. It's a lot of slop on a plate, a lot of and hands and stuff, mush. Afghani food, too, same thing.
Yeah.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Your mom's house podcast.com has the clips, has the photos, tour dates. We still have to fucking, oh man, we got to cover that too. The photos.
Oh, fuck my butt. Oh man. You know what? We haven't really caught up. We came home from the cruise.
It's been crazy.
And Tom fell ill and then it's just been chaos.
All right. Ready to do this?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's
go, man. Hello. My name is Manuel and welcome to the ASMR Center of Relaxation. I would like to thank Monica for allowing you to come into the center and just watch a relaxation session together. So Monica has indicated to me that she likes whispering sounds in her ear, gentle touching, playing with her hair, and she loves crinkle sounds. So we're going to try and combine all of those together here for Monica and you so that we can all enjoy it together. And it just ruffles my frills to be given this opportunity just to show you how relaxing it can be to have a relaxation session with an ASMR artist.
What the fuck?
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin. Christina
Pajitsin. Welcome to your mom's house.
So loud, Mom. Jeez, that was loud. It was crazy. What was that? Relax. I feel relaxed already.
I think Kropso opened a business for relaxation now.
That was Kropso?
No, I wish.
Bro.
He jizzes on you and you fall asleep. Kropso does. You remember Kropso. Kropso stares at me and I can eat breakfast.
Oh my God, I forgot about Kropso. Brazzo is his name, yeah?
Yeah, Brazzo.
Brazzo, and he... He stares at you and he heals you with the stares,
that's
right?
That's all he does.
He just stares at you. But then didn't we revise his talent to be that he ejaculates on you and his ejaculate cures you?
Yeah. You're like, oh, now that Brazzo has, Kropso has stared at me, I can eat and I can rest. And he's He's really amazing. I love Brazzo and his stair balls and his jizz balls.
It's so weird, dude.
Yeah, he's such, it's such a weird thing, man.
He's like from my people. He's my tribe. Like,
yeah, and people are like, I just fucking look at him and everything's better. It really is the weirdest thing. Brazzo. This is Brazzo.
Yeah.
He never speaks.
It was an amazing experience.
There's nothing that can compare.
Why are you talking? Bro, Stairsies.
He looks super Eastern Euro.
Within 10 seconds, I saw him shapeshift.
No, people really come into their own. They get a sense of power. They stand taller. They stand, boom. They glow. They have purpose.
It was just like a shower of golden specks.
Of cum.
Like a confetti all just cum. Flowing.
I ate every last ounce of it. And now I have more fun. But this guy...
Brazzo stares at you. Yeah.
Like, I relax.
I so like
I'm just
this
going
guy.
To start.
What's the thought?
Just by running my fingers through the hair.
It's so creepy.
Through your hair.
It's so weird and
is
creepy.
Is he South African?
Around the ears.
I can't tell.
Yes.
His name is Manuel.
Just running my fingers.
Manuel... There's basically one spelling of Manuel. It's M-A-N-U-E-L, right? Mm-hmm. Manuel. Mm-hmm. He spells it M-A-N-W-E-L-L-E. Manuel.
Oh, I get it. Get it? Wow. Wow.
I don't really...
But I like that he incorporates the crinkle sounds. He goes, and... She likes crinkle sounds.
Crinkle sounds?
Let's make a crinkle sound.
And now her skin.
He's rubbing her shoulders.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Playing with her hair.
So weird. I like my hair play,
so
with
when
you.
Someone has a relaxation session.
A session,
you just want
dude.
Them to feel comfortable.
Yeah, and relaxed. Is this really something we need to learn?
Something I need to charge
so that
people
they can
for.
Get the most benefit.
Petting
during
her hair.
A session.
People pay for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like Crapso.
Crapso does nothing, which is what's so amazing about Crapso.
Yeah, he just stares at you and you feel those
people
powers.
Are like, I don't fucking know what happened, but I shit my pants. And I saw him shapeshift.
Wait, shapeshifting. Wait, but this guy plays with your hair and makes crinkle sounds.
Oh, he just went like, he just did a circular.
Like energies, yeah. Chakras, things. I like those things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm into rock salts and positive affirmations.
Even just
energy.
Ear massage.
Ear massage.
Oh, I love ear massage.
Just very gentle.
You should meet Manuel.
Oh, yeah.
Manuel.
Christina Well.
Manuel.
W-E-L-L.
Only would remove the earring.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
oh,
like it already.
Oh, that's weird. He pulled his dick out.
Just very gentle.
That's what it sounds like it's going to. Gently place my penis down your throat.
And take it in. And relax. And take a deep breath. And relax. And relax.
I want to talk a little bit about the white tigress practices. I practiced as a white tigress for about a year. In the oral sex tradition, there's a lot of things, like, for example, we have a technique where you're really sucking deeply the penis and you're almost like gagging on it. And when I first heard about this technique and then saw it, I was like,
solid?
Oh my goodness. And it was this, like, the instant thing that came up in me was that it's degrading to women. Or the technique where you're holding the back of the head and the man is holding her head. And
holding.
Holding her
Wait,
head.
She saw it and then she started holding.
Holding. Maybe she has a speech impediment from having so many dicks in her mouth.
Circling his hips and grinding his penis into her mouth. How enjoyable it is to have his penis inside of your mouth, deep in your throat.
Oh, boy.
How enjoyable it is, especially around the one of the practices is to actually have semen on your face.
Oh, boy.
And you're meditating and you're drawing it.
Are you also into this practice?
This is how I meditate. It's funny she brings this up. Yeah. That's how I do it every morning.
And that semen is there and it's just...
That's in my body.
A couple tears came down and I'm just like, oh, wow. I mean, I'm not this kind of... I'm thinking to myself, I'm not this kind of guy.
Brazzo is someone who actually...
I'm not the kind of guy that cries when another guy comes in my face, but I did. And Crapso did it. Rapunzel's cum makes me cry.
Would never call himself a healer.
Do you have any specific healing?
Rapunzel would never do that.
Healings that you know of that have taken place through this time with Bratzo?
A boy who is having PTSD.
Fuck you, okay?
Bratzo.
I want to relax.
Massage. You can always close your eyes at any time. Ah, oh, they're already closed. Just relax.
Take my finger from behind, enjoy underneath. I lightly make a circle around her anus. Oh, how she enjoys anal stimulation.
I would not trust a man to do this crap.
This guy?
You need like a lady who's got a real gentle voice. Mm-hmm. You need that like real timid massage therapist, you know? Like that kind of energy.
Yeah.
Where she's like, oh, my name is Crystal. And just if you could tell me your problem areas, what are you having tension?
My name is Serene Crystals.
Yeah. Summer Day.
Yeah. My name is Summer Day.
I like people like that. Yeah. I trust those people to massage me. If their energy's all like, hi, oh, and you're like, oh, no, you're going to fuck me up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that, bros.
Need a practice I can get into, you know?
And you're visualizing white light and you're drawing in his essence through his semen.
Drawing.
We know that this is also beneficial. Semen has lots of wonderful proteins and minerals and things in it that are great for your skin.
Yeah.
So by meditating on it, drawing it in, massaging it under your skin and just letting it dry on your skin, skin tightener. I mean, there's all kinds of really great stuff to it. And that tire. Practice I have found to be very beneficial to me.
Hey, I'm talking about, you feel me, I mean?
Oh, a triplet. Oh, that's my favorite.
Hey, I'm talking about, you feel me, I mean?
So
triplet's
much.
The best. Hey, so let's recap. I mean, we've been gone for so long. Our journey began. This is what I've been listening to for the last 3 to 4 days, guys. The horking, the coughing. So our journey began in Fort Lauderdale, the semen hole, hardcock, and cum scene.
No, well, the journey began. Did we do one even after Asia? I don't remember. I think we did, right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
We did. Remember we talked about multiple dumps that you took and
that's right.
How that came out. It was very important. And then, so we did Fort Lauderdale. That was really, really fun. Thank you so much to the mommies who came out and supported the show. It was a huge success. It was very fun. My favorite part was going out to the audience and saying, hi, I'm so happy to be at the Hardcock Semen Hole Cumcino. And the people
in Fart Lauderdale.
In Fart Lauderdale. And the people who didn't know our show were like, what the fuck is wrong
with this person?
That was my most favorite part.
I want to apologize to anybody and everybody. It seemed like everybody waited in that line. And like there was this show after ours and like, some of the people were rushed, and I really felt terribly for people that felt rushed saying hello and getting pictures.
Yeah, that is a bum. I think
it really bummed me out, man, because like then I get like anxious about it and like, and it turns out that it was just like people who have nothing to do with the club,
but they
were like, can you wrap this up? So, and I was like, what the fuck, man? Like,
you know what? It was the lunatics that were coming into the next show.
I know.
Like just patrons who were being jerks. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because there was a show after. I hate that shit too.
I know.
Man.
And it's like, we are, you know, so happy to be there. So happy.
So fun.
And like, so lucky, right? Just to have that great, great group of people that came out for that Thursday night show. It was just the most fun.
It was the best. Yeah. Dude, but we had we had dinner at that Italian restaurant.
Oh my God.
It was so crazy.
Where the guy has his ridiculous, enormous, like 30 foot by 30 foot headshot.
Yeah. Like bald Guido covered
all muscled up.
Yeah. Like, so we go to this Italian restaurant because we land in Fort Lauderdale and we're like, let's have a nice meal, you know, celebrate us. We're about to be on vacation. So we go to this place thinking, well, it's Italian, you know, it's standard issue. I mean, it must have cost us $1 million, which I don't even know how the bill got that high.
Yeah.
They charge you, I ordered a piece of fish, a bronzino. It was the first time I ever ordered that shit. They charge us $50 for a fucking fish.
No price, though.
No price.
When they talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I almost was like, oh, I wanted to throw it up on the table and throw it at them. The best part of that restaurant, by the way, is like there's a disco ball. There's two disco balls in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then lights that spin around, and then like 20 television screens. And then at around 9 or 10 o'clock at night, they pump up the music super
crazy.
Loud.
It was insane.
So you're like, how are you supposed to have like a date night here? Yeah. What's going to happen? Is it going to turn into a disco?
It's the equivalent so weird. Of a restaurant just going. You're like, I'm trying to eat right now.
It really, like, I was expecting a mechanical bull to come up
out of the floor.
Hey, yo!
Right.
Like that.
Right. So weird, man. Yeah. So weird for an Italian restaurant. If then, you guys live in Fort Lauderdale, you know what I'm talking about. It's in that Semen Hole Casino place.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. Don't ever eat there.
That was ridiculous. We had another ridiculous meal there. And then 2 days later, yeah, we went to Miami.
Yeah.
For a day.
With Maria met up with us.
Oh, my God. I got sus right now. I got sus right
now. Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yes. Maria came. And
but remember, she showed up. She flew in from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up at 3 a.m. that morning, right, to get on a 6 a.m. flight. She lands in Miami. What does she do?
Jogs.
Jogs. Runs. And it's like sweltering hot.
Oh, raining too.
Raining.
Pouring rain.
She runs.
She ran, got up at 3 and ran.
I'm at 6 miles.
She came and she's like, what's up? What are we doing tonight? And she, we hung out with her and then Maria, here's her. This is my favorite.
I have three beverages. If it's I will. The morning before noon, it is a single bag venti with 3 inches of steam soy and foam, 3 raw sugars, and then you add flavor 3 spun nuts and vanilla powder. One bag. If afternoon summer, then I do a venti decaf soy, sugar free caramel frappuccino light, both extra drizzle and easy whip. Must be the drizzle, not the syrup.
I mean, whatever. She's out of her fucking mind.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we took her. We went to dinner. We had a great dinner that night. Miami.
So great. We ate at the tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Tongue in cheek. Yeah. It's, you know, it's near Ocean Ave where all the crazy shit is in South Beach. Really good place.
It was good food, though. Yeah. And then the next morning, I'm still jet lagged from Asia. I get up at like 6:15.
Yeah. You've been waking up at the crack of dawn.
I text Maria. Are you up? Yep. She's not jet lagged.
6 in the morning.
She's like, up. I said, you want to meet me for breakfast? Sure. Meets me at a cafe. She walks up, full running gear. And I was like, are you not going to have breakfast? And she was like, mm-mm. Do they have tea and soy milk? I think so. You have tea and soy milk? Yeah. She drinks her tea, her soy milk. And I go, I get breakfast. And I go, are you not going to do this? I'm going to run. Okay, and what did she do? Run 7.5 miles. And then, text me later like, all right, let's go to the ship now.
So crazy.
She ran over the bridge. She's so nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we went on the cruise.
The best part, my favorite part, even getting before we got on the boat, is we're in a car. Maria's in the passenger seat. Tom and I are in the back. And we're chilling, you know? We're excited. It's the afternoon. We're going to get on this boat. We're just relaxed and chill. And she gets a FaceTime call from her son and husband and is like, and like is putting the phone in her face. Is like, say hi to Thomas. Say hi to Thomas. And both of us were like, I don't know what to do right now.
I know, in a car.
I don't know what to do.
She just starts FaceTiming the driver. She leans on the console, so he has to lean on her. And she's like, this is my son. Say hi. And then she's like, did you make a caca? And he's like, yeah. She's like, say hi to everybody. just lose their fucking mind. And I'm like, Maria, you're giving me anxiety. And she goes, why? And I go, because of your presence, the fact that you're alive.
Why? Both of us.
And she goes, that's the most horrible thing I've ever said. Okay, Maria.
It was crazy. And then when we... Here we go. The nose was... Remember when we were in South Beach and you ordered a pina colada and I ordered...
That fucking is so annoying. That pissed me off, man.
It did too. And I ordered a mimosa.
Yeah.
And what they do on South Beach...
You
can't order a normal drink.
And they're like... pina colada.
They bring you like a gallon size of it. It's a novelty size. You know, like a ginormous...
the French champagne.
It's
like, I can't.
It really was like 50 ounces.
Yeah.
And like, what the fuck? And then they're like, isn't it awesome? They see your reaction. They go, I know it's awesome, right? And you're like, no, this is horrible.
By the time I finish this,
12 ounces.
Yeah, it's going to be all gross and sugary and it's champagne and orange. It's disgusting. Nobody wants a big gulp of mimosa. You can't do it in one thing. You want a fresh one. You want a second one, like a fresh small amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the best is like, they'll have those, what is that? Like they give you like the ginormous daiquiri or whatever with like two Coronas inside the daiquiri. Like, oh my
All
God.
That shit is I love the beach That's down so there, bad. But I hate that scene.
Yeah. I love the beach. That's why we stayed there because I'm a huge fan of the water. I love to swim in that ocean.
But that scene is too crazy. And at night, I was like, I'm going to get in a fight. Remember, I was like, we got to walk across the street.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm going to end up fighting somebody. Not that I'm a fighter,
but
I just feel like there's so much aggro male hunting testosterone on
dude
that strip.
Energy.
Yeah.
The dudes are all out.
That is 100%, 100% where the dudes are.
Where the dudes at.
Dudes are everywhere there.
Where are the dudes at?
And it's a lot. My favorite is all you hear is do, 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 do. It's just my heaven. My slice of heaven. I love it. I just loved it.
You really do.
I love it. I love
those,
South Beach.
Those are your people.
South Beach is L.A. on steroids.
It's gross.
It's dirty and disgusting.
It's just the fucking... It's not even white trash. It's like just crazy trash. All kinds of trash. I love it. I love it. I love people watching.
Now, people watching it's one of the priceless. Best places in America for people watching. For sure. If you ever go down to South Beach, fucking bring an umbrella... And grab a seat and watch because it's
the
fantastic.
To the game. Yeah, it's so you were talking about it. It's kind of like Scarface. They have their Scarface murals and tributes everywhere because it's like people come there from other countries and they want to be ballers and they all want to show off their like status. You know,
it is your heaven. It is 100%
Euro trash.
Rican heaven. Oh,
you know, when you're Puerto Rican, you're just Puerto Rican.
Love it. Yeah. I loved it. I love it. So anyway, so we finally get on the boat.
Fuck that process, too, by the way.
Yeah, we fucked that up pretty bad, yeah. We wait in line.
But anyways, we get on family cruise. And I think we're going to try to do a special family cruise episode. I got really good interviews. I haven't been able to check the audio yet just because of everything that's happened. But if it's good, we'll do a special family cruise episode.
Wow.
But it was, there was a lot on that cruise. But to jump forward... Friday night's the last night. You disembark Saturday morning. Friday night, I'm laying in bed, and I felt like a weird just tickle in my throat, and I was like, oh, it's fucking here.
It was that guy.
I made it through the whole week.
It was a sensitive healer.
I know. He was breathing in my ear, and I made it through the whole week, and I was thinking about it, because signs are everywhere. Wash your hands constantly. Don't shake hands, because, you know,
it's a
floating Petri dish. Yeah,
it's disgusting.
But Saturday morning, we get off, and I was like, oh, I'm sick. Like, I'm getting a cold at a minimum.
You got sick. I had cramps. We were a mess.
But my sickness progressed. And when I flew back, after a couple of days, I was like, I definitely need to go to the doctor. And I went yesterday, and he was like, you have asthmatic bronchitis, and you need, antibiotic. You need a cough suppressant. You need this inhaler. You need this steroid.
Tell them about the steroid. That's a fun part.
Well, it's just like it boosts your energy level. So
no, the thing that you spray in your mouth.
That's
then,
not a steroid.
Oh, I thought
that's
that.
That's the inhaler.
So tell them the neat part about your neat inhaler.
My doctor just gives it to me. He's like, read the instructions. Dr. Dick.
Yeah.
Read the instructions. And I was like, thank you. The pharmacist is like, have you taken this before? And I go, no. He goes, so you're going to want to make sure. He's like, there's no air that comes out of this. And I was like, what kind of inhaler is that? And he goes, it's a powder. So a powder goes in and it like expands your capillaries. And he goes, but 10 minutes after you do that, you need to rinse your mouth out. And I go, why? And he goes, well, you'll get a yeast infection in your mouth if you don't. And I go, cool. And he goes, and then we'll have to treat that yeast infection, won't we? I said, yeah, I guess so, man.
So that's what old people get. Thrush.
Yeah. He said you could get it in your anus if I licked your anus with my
He didn't say that.
I said, well, I perform analingus a lot. I mean, will my wife's asshole get yeast infection? He goes, oh, it's very possible.
I bet you can get one on your bum hole.
I would love for you to get one.
Wait, but let's not skirt over what happened on the cruise. First of all, there were a lot of water slides.
Yeah.
On this cruise, and that was massive fun. I prefer the mellow kitty slides, but Tom peer pressured me into doing the fucking crazy one where you do a dead drop and then it slingshots you out and then water squirts up your cooch when you land.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
I mean, on there, do you feel terror. Like you're having a blast on the cruise?
I had so much fun.
Yeah. Do you feel blessed?
I'm too blessed to be stressed.
God blesses a nigga.
Okay. Okay. God is real. God blesses a nigga. Okay.
Okay. God bless a nigga. Hey, I'm talking about, you feel me? I mean,
I would say the highlight of my vacation with the Seguras was day one, about hour three into the cruise. Mm-hmm. We went into your father's cabin. And we obviously woke him up from a nap. And
we did.
He answers the door in his paper thin boxers
only, and they are old. Those are 25 years old.
Old, barely
years old.
Hanging on.
They're barely hanging on. He loves them. He feels loved.
God blesses a nigga. That's what you were working on. I knew it, you sneaky little shit.
Yeah.
That's what you were working on.
Yep. So,
you horrible man, terrible, horrible man.
That was so funny.
You're the worst.
It's so funny.
You're a bad man.
So they're paper thin. He hugs. I give him a hug and a kiss, and then I go, here's my wife. Hug her shirtless in your boxers. And he gives you a big bear hug shirtless. Yeah. So you get to hug my father shirtless in his boxers.
Love him.
Hey, and then he was really excited and cute. And then he lays on the bed. And what happens when he lays on the bed?
So he's laying on the bed, like his feet are facing us, right? He's on his back. And Tom and I are sitting at the end of his bed, like in two chairs. Mm-hmm. So Top Dog is on top of his blankets in nothing but paper thin boxers. We're just chit-chatting about this, that, dinner, what we're going to have for dinner. And he crosses his legs.
And
I saw Top Dog's big old goat nuts.
My, that's a big cock.
I can't speak for that, but I saw his big, soggy, sloppy nuts.
He has like pig balls.
Yeah, they're so big.
Did you ask for a closer peek?
I did. I was all, and when we went to the bathroom, I was like, hey, Top Dog, come here.
Big balls. He is, and
huge nuts.
I kept, like, I tried to be kind of joking. I go, hey, your balls are out. And he was like, yeah, so, and he kept talking. And I was like, could you cover that up? He goes, Tommy.
In front of my wife.
Yeah,
like,
my wife's here. And he's like, she doesn't mind. He's like, totally dismissed it.
Totally dismissed it. And I also had to avert my eyes. Like, it just got to the point where I was like, yep. And I was looking right in his eyes, trying not to look down.
He's like,
because he kept moving his legs and like lifting his legs.
I feel
legs.
Like he was moving them every few seconds. I was like, dude, will you fucking cover your balls? And he's like, your mother always gives me a hard time about that. Yeah, because your balls are out.
He was so nonchalant.
Unbelievable, man.
So that was a highlight. And then also Tom and I decided, you know, on every cruise ship, they have a photographer that comes around and basically comes up to you in your drunkest moments when you're at dinner. Like the end, it's always at the end of dinner.
Or if you're deep in conversation, they're like, hey, you guys, and you're like, I'm really into something right now. And they're like, I know. He talked to you about something?
Let's take a picture. Yeah, it's always like you're in the middle of a fight with somebody. You're drunk. You don't have any makeup on. And the photographer comes around. So Tom and I decide that we're going to take really, really awful cruise photos. Really depressed looking. Mm-hmm. Like every time they came around, we saw like some dumb magic show. And we gave them like the saddest expressions. And then they were like the one lady.
Maybe one smiling. Maybe like, you want to take one smiling. We're like, mm-mm.
So we'll be posting those on the site. You can see our awful vacation photos.
You'll enjoy it.
It's really super funny, yeah.
All you niggas is blessed.
Hey, I'm talking about, you feel me? I mean.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You know what? You know what? It's going to be payback. You're a horrible man.
I love you.
No, you know.
Yeah, I do. God is real.
God is real. God blesses a nigga. You know what I hope, Tom?
What?
I hope that your balls grow bigger than your dad's.
I don't. I fucking don't.
They're double in size. Oh, for fuck's sake. And the nose blow.
Yeah.
You are strong. Powerful.
Oh, he's my affirmation.
He's doing his whispers.
And you are young. Okay.
Wow.
That is so fucking weird. He is such a weirdo.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I like crap some more.
Traumatic episodes often. Mm-hmm. And the very first time that I saw Bratzo, I happened to think to bring him in. And from that moment forward, he hasn't had another one.
I actually had no more pain. I've been dealing with so much pain in my right foot because of my injury to my right foot.
I had this terrible toothache. But, oh, God, I hate to be here, but maybe it'll, you know, never know. Maybe it'll heal it. And I was just, oh, God, this is starting to hurt. And I said, oh, geez, take me, Jesus, take me, Jesus, that type of thing. And all of a sudden it just, poof, and it just kind of disappeared. Oh, it's gone.
So all of a sudden, I felt better in my spine, and I'm also, oh, I can move my hips around and stuff.
My back usually really hurts, and it hasn't.
You realize that they're all saying that Carapso just stares and jizzes, and they feel better for all this stuff?
Yeah, this is literally a charlatan who just stares out into the abyss, and then people pay to see that, and then they're like, I'm healed. It's bizarro.
What else happened?
Super bizarre. So Tom and I, on this weekly, on our vacation, we decide, you know what? We're married and we're Catholic, and why not spice up our marital relations life? So we decided to order an adult feature in our room, in our cabin. And much to our dismay, we're like watching it and nothing's really happening.
No. No, and it's about, I don't know, I would say like maybe a couple minutes in, but then we fast forward a little bit, and then it becomes painfully obvious that we have been duped, and we have paid for it. It was all porn titles. It was under adult.
Yeah.
And it was like...
Titty Patrol.
Big Tit Domination.
Yeah.
No Tan Lines Allowed.
Which is the one we purchased.
Right. Well, that's kind of
it's on theme. Yeah.
And it had porn stars. Like, it was like, here's the porn stars in it.
Yeah.
And we ordered it, and it was like Cinemax style.
So lame, dude.
Worst. Yeah, like leg up so you don't see...
Stupid.
No penetration, no genital shots.
It's the worst. What's the point? What's the point?
It's so lame and boring.
Yeah, boring. Yeah, dry
so,
humping.
That's not what we wanted. No. What did we want?
We wanted hard core.
Hard fucking core.
So I called guest services, and what did I tell them right in front of you?
You tell them what you told them.
I said, yeah, I think there's been a mistake in the movie that I ordered. And he's like, a mistake?
They're all Filipino.
Yeah, he's like, He goes, a mistake? And I go, yeah, I ordered an adult film, and I'm watching it right now. And there's nothing, like, it's, there's no genital shots, there's no penetration. I wanted hardcore, hardcore porn.
Hard fucking core.
Yeah, man.
And he goes, he goes, no, our films are erotic. And I go, well, I feel misled. I just paid like $18.99 and I wanted to see some good old fashioned fucking.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh. And I go, well, look, I'm not a cheapskate. Like, you can see that I'm paying for all the things that I'm using on the ship, but I don't think I should pay for this because I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, I don't want to watch erotic films. No. I want to watch, you know,
dirty
slappings. Yeah.
Smacking.
Ooh, yeah, suck that cock. Oh, fuck yeah.
That's what I want to watch.
Or married. That's what married people do.
Yeah, so show me the good stuff, man.
Gobble it up, baby.
So that's what I wanted, and I got like, oh, the deliveries aren't here yet. And then they worked on the deliveries for 15 fucking minutes in that
They were
movie.
Talking about invoicing and tape.
Oh,
and
you talk to Teddy's in accounting.
Of course.
And he's like, well, he's at lunch. When does he get back? Well, we can write him a mess. I mean, they were doing all this fucking office work.
Backstory. So boring.
Beyond boring.
Then the worst is like 20 minutes of Frenching. Like, I don't want to watch this. Who likes softcore? Listen, if you like softcore pornography, write in and tell us what it is that you like about it. Like, dude, why are they making this shit?
Don't write us.
Who's into this?
Fuck you. It's absolutely the worst.
Yeah, why? Who, what? Like, seventh graders?
It's for, like, I guess it's like when there's nothing else. Like, you know, for that poor man that can't watch porn.
Oh, yeah, they don't feel as bad about it or something.
He can go down to the living room and, like, sneak one of these in and jerk one off.
I guess.
But that's, that was the fucking worst. So anyways, he puts me on hold and he goes, I talked to my manager, my supervisor. And he said, okay, you get your refund. And I go, are any of these hardcore? Cause I'm looking for it. And he goes, no, they're all erotic.
Erratic films.
Erratic films. And I go, oh, that's disappointing. And he goes, And then,
And then he came over and showed me what it really was. Remember in DR, we went to Punta Cana a couple of years back, and they just had like free hardcore pornography
24/7.
There was a channel that just had like serious.
Remember the channel number?
3.
96.
Shit. All right. Oh, I should have been 69.
Ah, shit.
Double it up. Oh, I'm gonna come on your face for all the motherfucking niggas in the Wu-Tang Clan.
Speaking of pornography, this might be a nice time to segue into it. If you haven't heard my spinoff podcast of Your Mom's House called That's Deep Bro, this last episode, I have a mystery guest on, somebody who edited porn for 5 years but no longer does and has like a normal life and a family and kids. And that's crazy.
It's a fascinating interview.
It's so fascinating, interesting. And we managed to whittle philosophy into pornography.
What? It's on his mess. Okay. It's on his mess.
It's called That's Deep Bro. It's on iTunes and Stitcher and the RSS.
And you did me a favor. Website. And I listened to it and you asked him about smells.
I did ask him about smells. Yes.
He told a horrifying story.
Yeah, it's pretty
about
amazing.
Smells. It's so disgusting.
You know, I had on this cruise, I had an Italian masseuse. And I farted right before she came in to massage me. And you know what the thought I had in my head was?
What?
It's only smells. And
did
she's
it smell?
Italian.
You've been stinky.
No. Let's back up. You let a fart on the cruise. I seriously thought you shit in the bed.
You did. I remember that. You got really upset.
Well, and there's no matches because we're on a cruise.
You were really upset.
That was so gross, man.
Yeah.
Why do you hate me so much that you fucking do
that? Was really fun.
But remember in DR when we had that hardcore porn channel and then we were like talking all those dad boners? And we were like all these like just like 50-year-old, you know, like khaki dads. And we're like, do you get the porno channel? And they're like, oh yeah, I can see it's scrambled. I get it.
Yeah, we were
for like an
scrambled.
Hour. We're like, come to our room, man.
Hardcore. Yeah. Hard fucking core.
Yeah. But that was fun.
It was a blast, man.
It was a really good time.
Yeah, it's nice to do that. Actually, you know what? I keep thinking about this. I still think we did too much on the ship.
I know, bro.
I feel like we should have done less.
Fuck. Well, because here's what we did. We woke up in the morning. drink our coffee, we took dumps, and then we made fitness so that we didn't come back weighing 1,000 pounds. But it feels like too much, right? We shouldn't have done that.
I felt like we did too much. And then we would be like, well, now we got to get our stuff and get up to the thing. Yeah. And then a certain, we got to go back. I felt like it was just too much moving around.
Next vacation.
That's why I like, it's too big of a ship. Yeah. I like to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And just chill.
Plop it down.
I still feel very blessed, though.
God blesses a nigga.
I still feel blessed.
Man, that's a rough one that you're playing. It's hard to hear. Not going to lie. I'm not sure I'm enjoying that drop. It's a lot.
Hey, I'm talking about, you feel me? I mean,
okay. All right. Jesus Christ. Babe.
Huh? What have I always been a big advocate of for football games is I've always said the game would be so much better if there was an on-field mic.
Yeah.
Where you could hear shit going on the field. This was picked up Sunday in the NFL. It's so great.
That's awesome. Who said that? Do we know? Just
don't know.
Some player was like, that's a bad
field mic was
player.
On. It was televised. That's dope. Everybody watching that game got to hear that. It's a bad motherfucker right there.
Which is what you want to hear.
It's all you want to hear.
Yeah.
All you want to hear.
You just want to hear players saying their real feelings. I'd watch.
Yeah.
So tell us about Dr. Dick. You said that you told him finally that you have a bit about him.
Yeah. I mean, for those of you that, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people don't know, you know, I put out a special, and one of the tracks on the special is called Dr. Dick, and it's about my doctor who I visited, who's like a real smart-ass, shit-talking motherfucker.
Yeah, our family doctor.
Yeah, he's our family doctor, who I referred you to. I was going to him for a while.
Yes, and then I recently saw him for pink eye, mm-hmm. and he's like, you got shit in your eye? You been doing that? And like, he's really
smarmy,
off color.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have it.
And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I went to the doctor, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to get a checkup, see what's going on. The honest truth is, I knew it wasn't going to be awesome, okay? I knew the doctor wasn't going to be like, you might be surprised to hear this, but you're perfect. Like... You're a perfect physical specimen, man.
Well, I go into the details of real conversations with this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's points that you highlight, but the truth is, this dude is really dry.
And so funny.
So fucking funny. And really makes us laugh. So I did this bit, and then I realized that, like, I haven't been to him in a while. I'm going for this chest problem. And I just grab a copy of the DVD and I go, I'm going to give it to him and tell him that I talk about him on it.
Because it's been years that we've been talking about him and joking about him.
And we talk about him personally, like in our private life, all the time.
He's so funny.
He's like a perfectionist too. And we, you know.
Oh, so, and he shits on his staff constantly. Like the last time I went in for pink eye, every time I come in, he's chastising the nurses.
Because
like,
he's on top of
it. He's on his game. He's like, who's in the bathroom right now? Okay. And he's just, and he did the very first time he met me, he goes, wow, Tom's got a wife. Looks like I can take the faggot sticker off of his file. Like, it was so funny.
So funny. Yeah.
So fucking funny. We're like, you're the best.
And he's the kind of guy who, he really does know a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like, you say something wrong, he'd be like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Like, just
know,
straight up,
so
be like, you don't know what you're saying.
And he prescribes the best shit, too.
Yeah.
He gets
a
gun.
So I go, he does my checkup. And he's like, you know, He's like, he looked at my chart. He goes, no Trader Joe's shrimp wraps for you lately? And I was like, holy shit. I got sick off of that one time. And then he goes, God, you haven't been here in a while. How's the wife? Everything good? And I go, yeah. Gets through, tells me all my stuff. And I go, I wanted to give you this. This is my special, and I go, and then I talk about you on it, and he goes, what? And I go, yeah, it's like 10 minutes on you. He goes, what do you mean? I go, I just talk about you. And he flips it over, and he reads and he goes, am I Dr. Dick? And I go, yeah, he goes, no one's ever called me that before. I go, so you think. And he goes, am I going to be horrified? And I go, nah, man, you're not going to be horrified. Like, it's flattering. I talk about you to a whole audience of people. Mm-hmm. And he's like, then he's walking around telling, he's like, hey, look at this. This is this comedy thing talks about me on this, calls me Dr. Dick.
And the nurse just like,
Ear to ear smiles. Like,
yeah, he shits on them regularly.
I go, it's everything you've ever wanted to say about him. And they're like, smiling and nodding. And then he called me this morning. And he was like,
he called us at 8:45 this morning, by the way.
How are you feeling? And it was like, let's get that out of the way. Now let's talk about the, yeah, he was like, it was very funny. A couple things weren't accurate. He said that his nurse never would have known something. My nurse never would have known about muscle enzymes. And
see?
I go, okay.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, we throw a little salt and pepper on these things. And he was like, yeah, it was completely inaccurate. She never would have known that. But it was very funny. I said it to my parents. They said, do you talk to your patients this way? And he goes, I have to tell you, it was very accurate. And I go, yeah, I know. And he goes, yeah, it's, all these things are exactly, that's very in line with my character. He's hilarious.
Because I've been to Pink Eye, I've had Pink Eye twice with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he talked about that. And then he called the ophthalmologist, I had to go see that guy to give me a steroid for my eye because it was getting so bad. And he's like, yeah, she's a real slut. Like, he was telling the ophthalmologist that it's hilarious. Like a porn star and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, you are so crazy.
Well, didn't he tell he gave a doctor referral to like a friend who was moving practices to a hospital? And he was like, yeah, she smokes crack. She's a crackhead. And his friend who's a doctor was like, did you tell them I'm a crackhead?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. And this is not like some fucking hole in the wall strip mall doctor. This is like top tier, man.
He is really the best of the best.
He's the best. Yeah. We just can't.
Too bad we can't plug him. I don't want to ruin his life either. So he's a little Bateman.
Yeah, so funny, man. Yeah. He is so fucking funny.
Is it Patrick Bateman? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. That came full circle for you.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I actually had forgotten totally about that, but then the fact that that came about, that I could say talk to him about it and show it to him, and that he liked it. That was really cool. You know what came in? Cousin Bri sent this.
Hmm.
And then it came in from a couple other people as a new rap song.
Oh, okay.
You want to hear it?
I'd love to.
It's a karate rap.
All right.
Relax and breathe.
More relaxing. Mm.
Keep training. You'll get it. Itch, knee, song, she. Come on, everybody.
Yes.
Train karate.
I like it.
Itch, knee, song, she. Come on, everybody. Train karate.
Yeah.
I don't mean to brag. I don't mean to boast. But I've trained karate from coast to coast.
Karate. Train your body.
I've done the kung fu, the show and rue. I even did a little jujitsu. Karate.
Wow.
This song is badass. I thought it was going to be a bad song.
I like it. To me, it's. I don't want to say that. I don't want to be too bold, but I feel as though it's going to be a City Connection for me.
You really think so?
I think so. I really like it. I want to learn the words.
It's catchy.
I want to hear it again. Yeah. I want to learn how to say the thing.
Train your body.
Train your body. Yeah.
Well, I've trained karate around the world. I'm known all over as Karate Girl. I'm witty, I'm pretty, got the female smart. So listen to our rap about the martial arts. Karate, train your body.
Karate,
train your body.
Come on, everybody, train karate.
I like it.
You're right, this is good.
Yeah.
Karate, train your body.
I walk the streets, I have no fear. I always know my karate is near. I never have to fight, and I'll tell you why. No one wants to fight with a samurai.
I'm a samurai, and that's better yet. I got the kicks, got the punches, the intuitive hunches. I just want to mention to release the tension. Karate, train your body.
Wow.
Hey.
Karate.
Train.
Brian thinks we would have written the song. In our past, we did Taekwondo when we were like 7, 8 years old.
You did?
This would have been our most favorite song, for sure.
I train for fun. I'm a shogun.
This is so
awesome. Train your body.
You're into it already.
I got it.
I train in my car.
Okay.
I'm a ninja.
I'm a what? Let's say something else.
Oh my god. I'm a ninja.
Big words.
By the way, guys, if you heard the last classic we dropped,
that was the origin of big words and fucking camp and all the Tourette stuff. That was amazing.
Fucking camp.
We haven't visited that since we dropped it way back when, and you and I were listening to bits of it.
I was laughing so hard.
Shit, man.
That really made me laugh.
Funniest fucking thing.
That's the most like full of like ourselves that I've felt. Like, I've never laughed that hard at like shit that we've done. That was so funny to me.
It was super great. I like how you're all in episode 43. You're like, she says this so much involuntarily. And then it's like, she finally really gets to say it for real. And she really puts her heart into it.
Puts some muscle into it. She does. I mean, she says it like she wants you to know that she fucking said like.
Yeah. Fucking camp.
She says that so hard. And then I say these swears. I love the way she says it. And then I say these swears.
Yeah, and then I sing swears like.
For those of you who don't know what that is from, it's from a Tourette's documentary that we covered in episode 43 way back when.
Dude, you were right. That's our fourth episode on our own.
Yeah, I think third, 43, right? You said?
Well, 40, 41, 42. 42.
Oh, sorry, yeah. That's so fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised we found that like soon in the game. I didn't think that we had that in our pockets. God, the Tourette stuff, so funny.
I know. We got emails from Tourette's people.
It's horrible to make fun of, obviously, but, you know, you try to detach from the actual condition and just laugh at the words, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not making fun of, like...
I mean, fucking relax, you know?
Yeah, fucking camp. Fucking camp.
Fucking camp.
Chopper dies his pubes ginger.
Yeah, I say he's fucking swears. Body.
Train your body.
Hey.
That's catchy. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
Train your body.
I like the chorus. Itch needs some
shit. Come on, everybody. Remember another thing that came in besides this awesome karate song is... you remember this girl? We played this clip for a while.
Dick, I'll make you slap somebody in the face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She really knows her dick stuff.
Mm.
Because if you really want to earn your man, you need to learn your man. And a lot of times we get caught up with the wrong men or caught up in a man's penis power because it's good. I mean, if a man has been around... And he's a hoe, especially like the ones I'm talking about that hopping from here and there. They have a lot of practice, and they know a woman's body. They know the power of their penis, and they know how to soothe her body and to soothe her vagina. So it's really easy to be caught up with that dog kind of man. Like that one girl asked me why she thought something was wrong with her because she liked the flashy guys with the jewelry. I said, there's nothing wrong with liking a flashy man. You just have to know what type of spirit and energy he's carrying. Because there are some good men, although they still like to flash, they're not whores. They don't give their penis to everybody. You have to be able to recognize them because the man that is living to ejaculate, he's in a predator mode.
Mm-hmm. She's right about that.
She didn't take a breath.
That's true.
She didn't take a single breath.
That's right.
I feel she should have thrown a little extra in there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, I'm talking about, you feel me? I mean,
you know what I'm talking about. That's my new favorite.
The triplet?
Yeah.
That's never going to be touched.
That's the triple crown.
It's never going to be touched.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm talking about, you feel me? You know what I mean?
Shit.
All three? Come on, man.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that dude's amazing. Dude is amazing.
She's right about
that. And when a man is in a predator mode, he's going to look for the weaknesses of a woman that's lonely. Her vagina is cold. She's laying in bed at night playing with her toys. Or she's got a man beside her. He's a good provider, but he's not hitting the walls and working the middle like that dog that she's having that sneaky sex with.
Jesus Christ.
Like that dog.
She having a sneaky sex with.
Wow.
Jesus.
What drives a woman to toys?
Because, like I said, she needs the vagina penetration. A lot of women are hooked on having clitoral stimulations. You have an outer orgasm with your clitoris, but also you have inner orgasms inside the intra-vagina. Inside the vagina walls, hidden G-spots. And every woman's G-spot may be similar, or some women may have more than one G-spot.
She's got knowledge. She's definitely got knowledge, and you'll never forget.
Dick, I'll make you slap somebody in the face.
That's fucking spitting the truth right there,
that
dog.
Is some savage shit, huh?
Yeah.
How do people have so much time to think about their vaginas and their ejaculate? I mean, I feel like I who's got the time to worry about ejaculating? And that's just, I don't know, man.
You don't have time for that?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, I mean, I got time for it. You know, obviously, I'm married to you, but I just feel like it's not like top priority.
No?
It's putting stuff in there, you know?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all feeling me? You know what I mean?
You don't feel, you know what I'm saying? You're talking about it. You don't feel the other side talking about it.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
How much time do you think people should put into their vaginas and their ejaculate?
I don't know. I can't prescribe it for everybody. I just know that I'm like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? How much do you think about? Well, you're a guy. You're different.
Yeah.
Supposedly, guys think about it, you know,
supposedly.
Every 2 seconds. Ejaculate.
It is a lot. It
ejaculate.
A lot.
Ejaculate.
Yeah.
Ejaculate. Does it really burden you? Does it burden your mind?
Sometimes, yeah.
I gotta go.
You know, it never like, oh, I'm doing something and I can't get this off my mind. Where it will, is like middle of the night. You know, you wake up and then you have like, oh, I can't go back to sleep because you just have fucking consuming sex thoughts. That kind of thing. Oh. Yeah. I think that's common for guys.
And then though. So then you have to find somebody else to have sex with. Like, you have to run the streets like a bear and heat.
No,
and then you
no.
find somebody to...
Sometimes I just fucking wake you up, you know? Or I'll crank one out. Or I'll try to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Or I'll be like, I've been up for hours. Are you ready?
You've done that to me. Yeah. You're like, good morning. I'm like, oh, what's happening? Yeah. What's happening? What's going on here?
There it goes.
Okay.
Would you rathers?
It's been a while.
This one comes from Ian. Hey, mommies.
Hey, mamas.
I wanted to share a recent would you rather that my girlfriend and I recently had that's causing quite the domestic disturbance. My girlfriend is not a great big fat person. Oh, wait. Great big fat person. But she does have quite the set of gravity-defying sloppers on her.
All right.
Which, being the gentleman I am, I feel the need to constantly remind her of. Recently, she bought a Hogwarts t-shirt from the mildly successful Harry Potter series. So when she wore it, I gave her the choice. Either accept the new nickname, Hog Tits, or Tit Warts.
I like Hog Tits.
Needless to say, she accepted neither. But I'm a stubborn asshole, so I hounded her about it. She reasoned with me and told me Tit Warts was out of the question. So Hog Tits it was. Until we were out in public and I yelled, "Hey, Hog Tits, do we need ketchup?" So you should have seen the reaction I got from the people standing in the aisle, as well as from my lovely milkmaid. So which would you prefer your loved ones to refer to you as at your next family get-together? Hog Tits or Tit Warts?
Well, easy. Hog Tits. And I think you called me something similar today. Remember? I was standing in the sink next to the kitchen sink, and I just had my towel around my
waist.
And
it looked like like a herd of water buffalo were coming to feed on those milkers. I mean, it looked
like you
could have fed the continent of Africa with those gargantuan, enormous, overwhelmingly humongous, big old elephant tits.
But you're saying that I'm feeding, so it sounds like they're real hangy and low. And
I just meant they're just enormous.
Yeah, well, you know.
They're huge.
Gain weight on this trip, what can I say?
Man, those are
tits.
Ate
a lot. Yeah. Hog tits. What about you, titwarts?
Titwarts, 100%.
Why 100%?
It'd be so fun to call people titwarts.
Hog tits, I like the sound of better. Hog tits.
Titwarts sounds more offensive to me.
Yeah, it's gross.
Hog tits, it's funny. It's a good nickname. the tit warts would upset people and make and I think more people that aren't in on the conversation would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And no one wants to be called tit warts.
Or hog tits.
Yes. So.
You know, there's not a ton of women out there. They're like, I love being called hog tits. Show me how those big tits fart isn't exactly my idea of a fantastic time here.
Man.
I can't wait for your goat nuts to drop.
They got a while to go. They're not that hangy. They're
what
not
did you think?
They're not that hangy.
All balls are hangy. Nobody's balls are...
Sometimes they're high and tight.
High and tight. Very few.
I don't feel like I have big balls.
Yeah, you do.
They produce a lot.
Yeah. You do have hangy balls.
Yeah?
Of course. Dude, there's nobody over like 35 with high and tights. I feel like balls just drop over time, right?
Yeah. When you're real old, they really hang. Like my dad's.
Dude.
Imagine if he makes it to like 80 where they're going to be hanging.
I can't. Does it hurt? It's got to hurt.
Probably. Remember that guy, Mr. Belvedere, sat on his balls and he was not happy.
He was not happy. He Belvedered himself.
He was like, this is bad. He didn't want to shoot that day.
Yeah. You tell the story like you were there. That's the best part.
Hi, Mommy T and Mommy C. Would you rather every toilet seat you ever sit on again is covered with a stranger's pee?
Oh, I hate that.
Or covered with a stranger's pubes?
Fuck off. That's equally gross.
You have to sit.
It's pubes or piss.
Ugh. That's a good one, Alice. Oh, excuse me. Mary Alice and Penny the dog.
Really good work, guys.
Yeah.
Man. They're so gross, dude. I've done both, you know?
Yeah.
At the airport. Don't you fucking hate it when you sit down on someone else's piss?
Oh, my God.
It's the worst feeling.
That's horrifying.
And I do it a lot. I do it more than I care to.
Something about pubes, though.
I know. Shit.
Have you ever had a sandwich full of pubes?
Yeah.
It's don't never
you,
good.
But you floss with your pubes, right?
Yeah. Oh, so gross. I'm going to take the pubes just because of the wetness.
I hate the wetness.
The wetness is just too much to deal with.
Yeah, the pubes, you may not even feel that. It's psychological.
Yeah.
But someone else's piss is just ungodly.
I feel like the piss is probably oddly more sanitary in a way.
It kind of, yeah, you're not going to...
Yeah, nothing's going to happen. It's just gross.
But with the pubes, what, you might get like pube lice or something?
There could be lice on it. There could be anything on it.
Fuck, man.
Could be his shit stuck to it, you know?
Ugh. I was hoping it's a woman's pubes.
Could be her shit.
God, public toilets are the worst.
Throw up.
Thanks for that one.
Yeah, thanks, Mary Alice.
That's really good.
Would you rather have significant dental work from a dentist in a small town in Mexico who hasn't washed his hands and is not wearing latex gloves?
Shit.
Or eat a dead fly off the windowsill of the cantina you went to after the dental work? Definitely eat the fly.
Yeah, me too. Bad dental work, that ruins your life. It's really hard.
P.S. This is from Cord, and he's bringing a group to see your show in Cincinnati.
Oh, hi, Cord. I can't wait to meet you. Come say hi to me, please. Identify yourself. I will meet people after. Oh, good work, Tom. Real positive energy.
All right, here's one more.
I love it. These are good. You guys are really evil. I like
this
it.
This is really disgusting. This is from Sean. Would you rather wear for 24 hours rain boots full of diarrhea?
Just the word diarrhea makes me giggle.
Or a bucket hat soaked in homeless cum. Holy shit. And then he puts a fucking star,
fuck,
an asterisk, and says, the diarrhea is mostly Bristol School Style 6 and 7,
oh,
with pieces of 1 and 2 for texture between the toes. You went really disgusting, man. You went really gross.
All right, here's my thinking on it. You don't want to have homeless cum on your head, because it could go in your eyes and in your mouth. It could go into vital places.
Yeah.
Portals for bacteria. But dipping your toes in some shit, you know, who hasn't done that? Who hasn't accidentally put on boots full of diarrhea?
Who hasn't? That's what you're going with.
Diarrhea boots. I'm Jesus. Talking diarrhea boots, baby. What are you going to do?
I'm gonna do the shit boots.
It's a Sonic Youth song, Diarrhea Boots.
I'm gonna do the Diarrhea Boots.
Man, that's a good one too, though, bro. You just don't want nothing near your mouth. Come near, like foreign cum near your mouth.
That's and it's the thing is, anything around the head is that much grosser. You're right, because it's on your feet. It's, you know, that extension. It's far away from your senses.
Yeah, you
so
know
it's gross.
Yeah,
but you're like you're probably pulling your head back, and you're closing your mouth, and you're like, I've got to wear these.
Yeah,
but if it's on your head, it means it's dripping onto your face,
and your
onto
mouth,
your
eyes, and your nose.
Your eyes and your nose.
Come all over.
Fucking disgusting.
Juice.
It's really gross.
Homeless cum.
You're horrible.
You know, because lately I've been realizing that like I touch things with my hands. Like I'm not as reluctant to touch grody things because you're like, well, it's just your hand. Like it's not gonna fly into your mouth.
Yeah. Sean also sent me a clip of pornography in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall we want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Here it is. Where is it?
We're not that kind of show.
Let's see what it is.
Yeah, gag on that shit. Oh, God, yeah, don't stop yet.
She has like a Miami accent, right?
Sounds
don't
like
stop.
It.
Stop.
Yeah.
I can't read.
Hi, Papi, no.
I thought that was them for a second. When you did that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Cops are fucking bald.
Cops are all bald and shit. Cops are fucking bald, man. Cops are bald.
Cops are all bald and shit.
So fucking
they
great.
So are. All right.
Well, what's that clip's from South Beach?
It is. There's a point in this clip I'm supposed to pull. But he didn't give me a time code, which I fucking love. Thanks, Sean. He just writes, it's about 3/4 of the way in. Great.
Oh, Sean. Sean. I mean, it's like you're not in showbiz.
Time code.
Hello, production.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, I need to rest again.
Like, you know eat. What? FIFO's trainer's coming.
Okay.
We got to catch up on a lot of other things. Apparently, Peter Kane's been making a lot of videos. We haven't even seen them yet.
Okay.
We got to watch those.
Got a lot to do.
Yeah.
Got
to go to Cincinnati tomorrow morning, guys.
Yeah, I got to go to Momlando. If you're hearing this now, I'm already in Momlando.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that. This is a Friday show.
I'm renting a car in Cincinnati. I'm so excited. It's going to change my world.
You are renting? Oh, that's right.
Dude, it's like $80 for the whole fucking... It's unheard of,
bro.
How is
that even possible, man?
I know. It's so cheap. It's so crazy. It's because it's in Kentucky, really. Let's be honest. It's not Cincinnati.
You think why? That's why?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man.
I'm trying to find this song. I just feel like hearing it. I haven't heard it in a while.
Which one, though,
James? I don't know where it is. What's this one? I don't know what this is.
Part of enjoying life
Yeah.
is right. to make the most out of everything that
Hi,
you
jeans.
Do. You see lions out in the Serengeti when they stake out their territory, you know, with their scent. That's what I do. Anytime I start blowing farts, you know, 30 minutes later, I'll be dropping one in.
Did you just fart?
Did you just fart in your hand?
This was a real squirter. Drop my load. Just chill and take a dump.
He's the Oprah of shitting.
Absolutely. Kind of the Dr. Oz of the radio network.
You know the wipes people use to clean, like, their countertops? Industrial strength.
Always use the handicap stall.
It's hard to hold your cheeks together when you're walking downstairs.
The cheeks don't stay closed on the butt. The toilet seat covers work great. It did the job.
He gave me great advice on how to wipe. If you wipe too hard, like I used
you
to
get dingleberries.
You need to wipe down.
Wipe down.
Mm-hmm. Wipe down.